That's Bette Midler in Hello, Dolly. And before Midler, we must go way back to Carol Channing, the original Dolly on Broadway.
Dolly will never go away again.
Channing is 97 now, and I once asked her how she feels about being called a legend.
No, I want to be called a phenomenon, I think.
Over the years, impressionists have often done takeoffs on Carol Channing.
Are you Carol Channing?
Would you like me to be Carol Channing?
Asked about those impersonators, Channing said,
I don't know where they get those weird mannerisms and all that when they do me, but I was watching. In Las Vegas, there were seven men doing me at one time, and a voice that says, hello. I don't sing like that.
And now it's Bernadette Peters' time to take the stage as that great matchmaker, Dolly Levi. What made Peters decide to take on a role like this in Hello, Dolly?
It's an iconic role. It's a wonderful role. I mean, I saw Bette. She's magnificent. And I saw Carol Channing the last time she did it, and I loved her in it. And I thought, this is a wonderful story. You know, I mean, it's a woman who's decided to rejoin the human race after her husband had passed away. And the story is about her going about that. And it's quite lovely.
What songs are you going to do?
Well, she sings Before the Parade Passes By and So Long, Dearie. The music in the show is beautiful. It only takes a moment. It's a beautiful show, and right now in the world it's great. Not sappy, but uplifting.
You and I have talked about Stephen Sondheim and how much he adores you. And
I love singing his songs. He just writes about important things, so I get...
He once said, I've got a quote here, she sings and acts at the same time.
Well, I do. I the intent of a song and what's going on in the song is very important to me. Otherwise, what do I have to sing it for? It's all about what's going on and the dramatic part or the funny part, but actually what's going on.
You've worked with some of the great movie stars over the years. I was looking back at Mel Brooks. You once did a Mel Brooks movie.
I did. It was so much fun.
Silent movie, right?
Silent movie with him and Dom DeLuise and Marty Feldman. And so it must be something about having a sense of humor and laughing that keep longevity.
Clint Eastwood, you did a movie with Clint.
Pink Cadillac, and it was all about me giving him a hard time.
Anything about Clint you remember?
He would always say, don't overthink it. Just say it, don't overthink it.
Before we started, I mentioned Broadway Barks, which is a special thing. You and Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes, 20 years ago. This year it'll be 20 years. And we lost Mary this past year. And we dedicated last year's event to her. I started singing her theme song with Michael Severus on guitar. And then we had a children's choir come up and sing the song. And then we all threw our hats in the air.
And how are your dogs doing?
My dogs are great, Charlie and Rosalie. My pit bull and my whatever he is, shaggy dog.
And your message to people is go to a shelter to get an animal.
You know, we save animals so animals can save us.
What's your feeling? Is it apprehension? Is it, those critics are out there and they're going to be saying, well, she's not Carol Channing, she's not Bette Midler, but... Who is she?
Bernadette Peters. No, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Another Broadway show, another Hello, Dolly. Bette Midler has said, quote, I cannot imagine leaving Dolly Levy in better hands than those of Bernadette Peters.
Ah, how nice.
And she added this line, that you have created more historic roles in more legendary musicals than any living Broadway star. And she added most of the dead ones, too.
She's pretty funny.
Bernadette Peters, thank you so much. It's so good to see you again. And I can't wait to see you in Hello, Dolly. You once said you've got to be original.
That's true. If there already is one of you, why would you copy somebody else? So they don't need another one.
Reporting for Perspective, I'm Bill Deal, ABC News.